Chapter 1. Sherry was muttering to herself as she worked. She hated doing taxes. She hated paying them even more. Snorting with disgust as she calculated the amount of money she'd have to pay this quarter, she saved the program and was about to shut off the computer when her office door burst open. Grumpy after her task, Sherry raised her head, ready to rip into the employee who had barged in without knocking. But instead, the words caught in her throat, and her eyes widened with surprise as she stared at the petite blonde teenager who rushed in and slammed the door closed. The kid didn't give her more than a passing glance as her gaze slid around the room to find the window overlooking the store. The office was 8 steps up from the main floor, so it allowed for an eagle's view of everything. On spotting the window, the kid immediately dropped into a crouch, and then moved to it to poke her head up and peer anxiously out over the store floor. Sherry's eyebrows rose at the action, and she announced, "It's a one-way mirror. No one in the store can see you." The girl glanced around and frowned at her.
"Shh."
"Excuse me?" Sherry said with a half laugh of disbelief at the sheer gall of the girl. Expression turning serious, she said grimly, "This is my office, kiddo. I suggest you explain your reason for being here or get out." Rather than put the kid in her place, the words merely drew a full-on scowl from her as she turned and then concentrated a pair of the most amazing eyes on Sherry. They were a strange silver green and seemed to almost glow with intensity. Caught by those beautiful, unusual eyes, Sherry allowed her to stare briefly, mostly because she was staring back, but then she arched her eyebrows. "Well, are you just going to crouch there and gawk at me or explain yourself?" Instead of answering, the girl frowned and asked, "Why can't I read you?" A short, disbelieving laugh slipped from Sherry, but when the girl simply stared at her with bewilderment, she said reasonably, "Maybe because I'm not a book." That got no reaction from the girl. She still continued to stare at her, looking almost vexed. Tired of thinking of her as the girl, Sherry asked abruptly, "What's your name?"
"Stephanie," the girl replied almost absently, eyeing her now as if she were a bug under a microscope.
That examination ended abruptly when a chime sounded from the speaker in the corner of Sherry's office. It announced that the front door of the store had been opened. Seeming to realize that, Stephanie whirled to peer out at the store again and quickly dropped back to her haunches so that only the top of her head poked up over the bottom of the window ledge. "I told you it's a one-way," Sherry said with exasperation. "They can't see."
"Shh,"
Stephanie hissed without glancing around, simply raising a hand in her direction, palm up, demanding silence. Despite herself, Sherry obeyed the silent order. There was just something about the girl, a sudden stillness and tension that had been present before, but now intensified. It made Sherry frown and glance past her, to the store beyond the one-way mirror as 4 men walked into the shop. Using the word "walked" was somewhat misleading. It was too normal, and had they just walked in, she would have simply taken note of their entrance and then turned her attention back to the teenager in her office. But there was nothing normal about these men. All 4 of the newcomers looked to be in their mid-20s. They also all had longish, dirty blonde hair. One wore it in a ponytail, another actually had it up in a bun, and a third man had gelled it into long, pointy spokes that poked out of his head like a hedgehog. But the leader, or at least the man in the lead, had a full, matted mane that made her think of a lion. Sensing trouble, Sherry watched the men. They each wore jeans that could have used a run through a washing machine. Their t-shirts weren't much better, and they didn't walk in so much as stalk in. There was just something predatory about them, an air that made her feel like a gazelle on the plains of the Serengeti, and grateful they were on the other side of the mirror. Unaware that she had stood and was slowly moving to the girl's side, Sherry watched with trepidation
as the lead man raised his hand and took a long, deep sniff of the air, scenting it like the predator he made her think of. He then nodded, lowered his head, and glanced around to ask, "Where's the girl?"